我们感谢神啊，照着我们预定的时间举开灵恩会。
Thank God for His guidance that we are able to hold our spiritual communication smoothly.
我们一年举办两次灵恩会的目的啊，除了要让我们来诊断我们啊现今属灵信仰的状况。
The reason why we hold these spiritual communications twice a year is to strengthen us spiritually.
哦，也是要让我们啊过着属灵的生活。
And it is also to help us to lead a spiritual life.
哦，我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章一到四节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1 to 4.
第一节，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩。二节，我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。三节，你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属肉体照着世人样子行吗？四节。
Four.
有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？啊，在这里，哦，在这里，保罗告诉我们这个属灵的看法。
Here Paul tells us his view on being spiritual.
哦，基督徒应当要追求属灵。
For a Christian, he must pursue after his spirituality.
要过属灵的生活。
He should lead a spiritual life.
要拥有美好的灵性。
And he should have high standards for himself.
那保罗在这里很清楚的让我们看见属灵是我们信徒应当追求的。
And here Paul clearly states that we need to pursue after our spirituality.
所以这里一开始保罗就责备哥林多教会的信徒不长进。
So Paul rebuked the members at Corinth.
是属肉体而不是属灵。
That they are carnal and not spiritual.
使徒把属肉体的信徒看作是在基督耶稣里头的婴孩。
And he saw those who were carnal as babes in Christ.
而属灵的信徒则是在耶稣基督里头长大成人了。
And those who are spiritual have grown up in Christ.
可见我们每个基督徒都应当要追求属灵的生活。
So this tells us that we need to pursue after a good spiritual life.
但是属灵啊，不是我们啊看得见的那个假装的属灵。
And to be spiritual is not just on the surface.
而是在生命里头真正的属灵。
But that in our lives we are spiritual.
那这样说起来啊，觉得很抽象。
And this seems quite abstract.
因为生命啊，必须要借着生活来彰显出来。
Because what would be, need to be manifest is in our lives.
那属灵的生命同样也要借着属灵的生活才能够让我们知道。
So thus our spiritual life would need to be manifest in our spiritual life to show it.
什么是属灵的生活呢？
So what does it mean to have a spiritual life?
我们以下就借着几点来做一个自我的诊断。
So there's a few points I would like to mention.
看看我们现在是走在属灵的路上呢。
So that we can examine ourselves whether we are on this path of faith.
我们的信仰是不是属灵。
Is our faith on a good spiritual level?
那同时也学会怎么分辨什么样的人是属灵的，什么样的人不是属灵的。
And also learn how to discern what is spiritual and what is carnal.
来作为我们的见解，来作为我们效法的榜样。
So that we can learn and have good examples to follow.
接下来我们来谈谈第一个。
So the first point.
什么是属灵？
What does it mean to be spiritual?
什么样的人是属灵的生活？
What kind of people lead spiritual lives?
第一个就是是不是顺从圣灵？
First, do we obey the Holy Spirit?
属灵就是归属圣灵的意思。
Those who are spiritual means that they belong in the Holy Spirit.
就是顺从圣灵。
Which means that they follow the Holy Spirit.
接受圣灵的管理，接受圣灵的教导。
That they're taught and being controlled by the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，整个属灵的生命彻底的长大。
Which is to say that in their spiritual lives, they have grown into adults.
不是单单在恩赐上 在口才上的长进而已。
It's not just that in their gifts they've grown.
我们来看哥林多教会他们在这个恩赐上的表现。
Let's look at the gifts that the Corinth church had.
哥林多前书的一章第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 5.
一章五节，又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才之事都全备。我们看第七节。
And verse 7.
七节，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。哥林多教会他们在属事的成就上，在这些侍奉的恩赐上，他们是一等一的。
So for the church in Corinth, in terms of their gifts in knowledge and worldly blessings, they are very advanced.
虽然灵命很幼稚。但是属事的学识才能恩赐却很长进。
Even though they were babes in Christ, their knowledge is very advanced.
但这并不代表哥林多教会的信徒他们的灵性就很好。
But that does not mean that the church in Corinth in general and its members have a high spirituality.
这里告诉我们说恩赐跟属灵的生命不完全相同。
And what this tells us is that gifts and the spiritual life is not, there's no equal sign between them.
有恩赐有口才的人也不一定对神能够有很深度的认识。
Those who have eloquence and may speak may not have a deep understanding of God.
而有丰富圣经知识的人也不一定就灵性很高。
And those who with great biblical knowledge does not mean that they have a high spirituality.
因为知识可以从别人或者是从书本上来学得。
Because we can gain knowledge from others or from books.
本人不一定有体验的。
But they may not have the personal experiences.
所以唯有知识加上体验，才是真知识。
So only when knowledge is coupled with experience would that become true knowledge.
才能够对神有真正的认识。
Then they would truly understand God.
而对神的认识越深的话。
And for those who have deeper understanding of God,
对神的话语的领悟能力也会越强。
Then they will have a deeper understanding of the words of God.
换句话说，也就能够更有力量来顺从圣灵行事了。
And in other words, they have greater strength to carry out what the Holy Spirit tells them to do.
那圣灵的工作就是要教导人进到真理里头。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is to lead people into truth.
要信徒凡事能够荣耀主。
So that the members may glorify God in all that they do.
所以属灵就是体贴圣灵行事。
So being spiritual means to follow the Holy Spirit.
更贴近神的心意。
And to be more like Christ.
能够以耶稣基督的心为心。
To have the Christ of Christ.
以耶稣基督的看见成为我们的看见。
And to see what Christ sees.
那这样的人在在对神的事情上，他会有比别人更早的看见。
And for these people, they would have a greater vision than those who don't.
对属灵的事情上拥有更深远的看见。
And on things that are in the spiritual realm, they would see more.
当然，在属灵的侍奉上，他是走在人前面的。
And also in terms of serving, they are leading in front of men.
这样的人不一定拥有世上的权威。
These type of people may not have authority in the world.
但是只要关乎到神的事情，他却是常常在领导的地位上。
But on matters of God, they are leaders.
他是属肉体的人，刚好相反。
But those who are carnal are the exact opposite.
就算他们居属灵的高位，往往所表现出来的也是软弱跟无能而已。
Perhaps they might be in the top echelon, but what they seem is powerless.
在旧约里头，以色列人的第一个王，这个扫罗王，就是一个例子。
And a good example is the first king of the Israelites, Saul.
他堂堂位为一国之君呢。
He was the king of the kingdom.
他拥有高人一头的声量。
And in terms of height, he was a head taller than the rest.
但是他因为他贪功好名，在执行神吩咐他要彻底消灭亚玛利人的事情上面呢，他不体贴神的心意。
And because he likes to have authority, and he did not listen to God in killing off all the Ananites.
他 只体贴自己的肉体。
And he was only caring about himself.
哦，所以在后来他遇到困难的时候。
So later when he encountered difficulties.
哦，在仇敌包围之下。
And when the enemies were surrounding him.
他只能躲在这个帐篷里头啊，任仇哥利亚辱骂神以及神的军队40日之久。
All he could do was hide in his tent and allow Goliath to curse the people of God for 40 days.
哦，不然就是去求问那个交鬼的妇人，哦，求问那个有鬼魔所伪装的假撒母耳。
And he would consult the witch and conjure up the fake Samuel.
哦，所以我们看出说扫罗啊，他不是一个属灵的人。
So we know that Saul is not a spiritual man.
因为他没有属灵的生活。
Because he led no spiritual life.
因为他不顺从圣灵行事。
Because he does not obey the Holy Spirit.
啊，体贴人不体贴神。
And he cares for himself and not God.
哦，这个我们可以判断哦，是不是过属灵的生活。
So this is one way where we can discern whether we are leading a spiritual life.
从我们是不是顺从圣灵就得知了。
We can see whether we follow the Holy Spirit or not.
哦，第二个。
Secondly,
我们是不是过属灵的生活
？Whether we lead a spiritual life.
哦，也可以从我们是不是凡事高举耶稣基督可以看出。
We can see from whether we raise up the name of Christ.
哦，肉体哦，属肉体的人呢、啊，总是要高抬人呢、啊。
Those who are carnal exalt themselves.
哦，那这个人包含自己，也包含自己所佩服崇拜的人。
Sorry, they exalt men, which would include themselves or those they respect.
哦，属肉体的人特别喜欢将荣耀归给自己，归给人。
And they will want the glory to go to themselves or to other men.
我们来看约翰福音的5:44。
Let's turn to John chapter 5:44.
约翰福音5:44。
John chapter 5:44。
44节，你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？哦，在这里主耶稣说，当时哦，这些法利赛人也好，哦，这些文士也好，不能够信耶稣啊，就是他们喜欢得人的荣耀。
And here Jesus is mentioning the Pharisees and the Sadducees, where if they want the honor from men, how can they believe in Christ?
不把荣耀归给神。
They do not give the honor to God.
所以当然就没有办法信从神而来的耶稣基督啊。
If they cannot give honor to God, how can they believe in Christ who came from God?
于是就藐视，就轻看耶稣。
So they would despise Jesus.
所以同样的，这个魔鬼撒旦对这个还没有得救的人的工作，就是要让他们骄傲的来拒绝神的救恩。
And in the same way for Satan, for those who have not believed in God, Satan wants to work in them so that they are proud.
那对于那些已经信主的人，魔鬼撒旦就是要他们高抬自己，荣耀自己。
And for those who have believed, Satan wants them to exalt themselves.
让这些人一直停留在属肉体的地步上。
So that these people may remain in the carnal stage.
不能够长大成人。
That they cannot grow up spiritually.
所以一个灵命长大成人的人。
So for those who are grown in spirit.
他懂得隐藏自己。
They know how to hide themselves.
懂得高举基督。
And to exalt Christ.
圣经里头啊，施洗约翰就是一个最好的例子。
And a good example in the Bible is John the Baptist.
我们来看约翰福音的1。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
1:20。
Chapter 1, verse 20.
我们从19节来看。
Let's start from verse 19.
19节，约翰所做的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里，问他说：“你是谁？”20节。
20.
他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说：“我不是基督。”在这里呀、我们看到这个施洗约翰，当世人们怀疑他就是基督的时候，他马上否认。说我不是基督。
Here, when men thought that he might be the Christ, he said, "I am not the Christ."
我们跳过来看27节。
Let's jump to verse 27.
二十七节就是啊，那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。哦，施洗约翰不但很清楚的告诉那个来问他的人说他不是基督之外。
Not only did John the Baptist proclaim that he is not Christ.
哦，啊，也告诉哦这些人说，我施洗约翰就是给基督解鞋带也不配啊。
And he further said that I'm not worthy to strap the sandals for him.
哦，这个很少人能够哦做得到这个地步哦。
And very few can do this.
哎，被众星拱月，被人家高抬的时候，总是会忘了自己啊。
When others are praising and exalting us, often we forget about ourselves.
那后来啊，有人告诉这个施洗约翰说：“哈，你以前所见证的那一位耶稣啊，现在也为人施洗，众人呢、啊、都往他那边去了。”
And later on, someone told him that the Christ you preached, he also baptizes people now, and people are following Christ.
哦，言下之意说啊，哦，如果不赶快想想办法哈、哦，啊，到时候啊，哦，这个跟班的班底啊，都会走光啦、啊。
And another way of putting this is that if you don't think about any plan, then everyone who's following you would follow Christ instead.
哦，我们看看施洗约翰怎么回答。
Let's see what his reaction was.
好，我们看三章，约翰福音第三章
，which is in John chapter 3,
二十七节
，verse 27。
二十七节，约翰说：“若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。”二十八节，我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的，你们自己可以给我做见证。二十九节，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。他必兴旺，我必衰微。哦，在这里呀、啊，施洗约翰哦。啊，他听到哦，这个人家跟他讲说耶稣兴起啊，哦，他不但没有嫉妒哦，没有毁谤，哎，他反而高兴。
And when John heard that Jesus increased, he did not condemn.
哦，他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
But instead, he said, "He shall rise, and I shall decrease."
哎，施洗约翰真的是一个属灵的人啊。
So John the Baptist was a spiritual man.
哦，因为啊。他高举基督
，because he exalted Christ、
哦。这个也是圣灵来的目的、啊、
And this is also why the Holy Spirit came.
我们看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John 16.
十六章的十四节。
Chapter 16, verse 14.
十四节啊，他来荣耀我哦，他要荣耀我，因为他要啊将授予我的。告诉你们，哦，这里主耶稣说啊，主耶稣告诉门徒说，圣灵来是为了要荣耀他。
Here Jesus told the disciples that the Holy Spirit comes to glorify Christ.
哦，所以一个啊被圣灵充满的人，一个属灵的人，一个拥有属灵生活的人呢。
So someone who has the Holy Spirit who leads a spiritual life.
他一定是一个荣耀基督、高举基督的人。
He is someone who glorifies Christ and exalts Christ.
哦。难怪啊，保罗责备哥林多教会的信徒。
That's why Paul rebuked the church in Corinth.
哦，他们喜欢以人做夸口。
That they would like to boast.
他们高举人过于神。
And they exalt men over God.
哦，但是保罗却不是这样。
But Paul is not that way.
哦，保罗怎么样呢
？How is Paul?
哦，我们看哥林多前书二章二节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2.
哥林多前书二章第二节
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2
二节因为我曾定了主意在你们中间不知道别的只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架保罗只知道耶稣
The only thing Paul knew is Christ
哦，保罗只高举耶稣
And he will only exalt Jesus Christ
保罗只传耶稣
And he will only preach Jesus Christ
不是说保罗啊，不知道其他的
It's not that Paul does not know anything else.
哦，保罗啊，他是一个很有学问的人。
He was a man of knowledge.
哦，他能够跟当时的这个希腊哲学最大的哦这些学派伊比鸠鲁哦斯多格哦能够辩论啊。
And he was able to hold a debate with the Greek philosophers.
哦，保罗是很有学问的哦。
So he is full of knowledge.
但是他不高抬人。
But he does not exalt men.
哦，他更怕人家哦高抬他过于耶稣基督。
And he's also afraid that men might exalt himself higher than Christ.
哦，所以他只传耶稣，只高举耶稣。
So thus he only preaches about Christ and exalt Christ.
保罗真的是一个属灵的人。
And Paul was a spiritual man.
他拥有属灵的生活。
He has spiritual life.
哦，这个啊，我们可以看到哦。过属灵的生活的人一定是高举耶稣基督的人、啊、
So we know that those who lead a spiritual life would exalt Christ、
啊、那再来第三个我们是不是属灵我们是不是过着属灵的生活也可以从我们是不是已经停止追求停止成长来得知
And the third way on, in which we can discern whether we're leading a spiritual life is whether we are increasing in our spirituality、
啊、一开始我们在哥林多前书第三章那边保罗所说的哥林多教会的信徒在耶稣基督里面是当婴孩的
And we had mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that they were babes in Christ
也就是还没有长大成人、啊、
Which means that they have not grown into adults
我们都知道婴孩的特征就是只能吃奶不能吃干粮
We know for babes that they can only drink milk and not take any solid food
只能够吸收那个母体所制造的比较容易吸收的奶、啊、
And they can only absorb the nutrients in milk
换句话说灵性幼稚的信徒就不能够直接从主那边领受话语
In other words, for those who are grown in their spirituality they cannot receive words directly from Christ
只能间接领受
They can only receive it through someone else
虽然我们借着听到借着查经我们呢可以对神的话语能够进一步的认识。
Through sermons and Bible study, we can understand the words of God a little better.
但是我们也要追求成长，能够直接从读经从对圣经神话语直接的领受来得到帮助。
But furthermore, we need to grow into the stage where we can receive words from God directly and understanding from the Bible.
为什么圣经用婴孩来比喻灵性幼稚的信徒
？So why does the Bible use babes in Christ to talk about the members who are lower in their spirituality？
来比喻那些属肉体的信徒。
That those who are carnal.
因为婴孩有许多的弱点正是灵性幼稚属肉体的信徒一模一样。
Because there are many similarities between babes and those who are weak in spirituality.
比如说这个婴孩的生命很脆弱。
First, their lives are fragile.
不能够承受较大的打击。
They cannot withstand greater pressures.
同样的这个灵命幼稚属肉体的信徒也是这样。
It is the same way with those who are weak in their spiritual life.
很容易啊，婴人就跌倒了。
They would fall easily because of others.
在信仰上往往不堪一击的。
And in faith, they often cannot withstand pressure.
有一个教会啊，在台湾有一个教会。
There's a church in Taiwan.
聚完会这个因为时间还早所以就有一些弟兄姐妹说我们再来这个团契交通一下吧。
There's one sermon that ended early, so a few said, let's have a fellowship.
当中有个负责人看到桌上有一包饼干说来来来我们一边谈一边吃吃饼干、啊、
And one of the church councils saw a bag of chips on the table so he said okay let's have chips while we talk
大家都很客气的我来分好了
And everyone was being really polite and didn't want to take it so he started to distribute it
你一块你一块你一块刚好发到最后一位没有了
He gave one to each person, but it just so happened that for the last person, he ran out.
对不起，你没有啦。
I'm sorry, you don't have any.
结果那个没有拿到饼干的就不来呀。
And after that, the person who did not get any chips never came to church again.
就因为一块饼干就跌倒人呢。
One chip can make someone fall.
为什么
？Why？
他公然侮辱我啊！为什么不从我这边开始发呢？
He ashamed me publicly because why didn't he distribute from my side first?
还有一次这个吃爱餐，我们那个安息日中午吃爱餐。
And another time during the lunch at church.
因为煮得很好吃所以大家埋头苦干。
Because it was very delicious, everyone was eating.
那有一个弟兄这个第一碗吃完了，要去盛第二碗饭。
And one of the brothers finished his first and wanted to get a second.
哦，那煮饭的那个弟兄啊，哦，看到大家那么捧场，他当然很高兴啊。
And for the one who's cooking, when he saw that everyone likes it so much, that he was very happy.
哎呀，看到这个弟兄哦，要来盛第二碗饭，他就给他讲一句话说，哦，你很会吃哦。
And when he saw that the brother was getting his second, he said, "Oh wow, you have a good appetite."
哦，其实他的意思是说，哦，你胃口很好啦。
What he meant was, "You have a good appetite."
哦，他是比较不会讲话嘛，哦，啊，你很会吃哦。
But he wasn't too eloquent, so his exact words were, "You know how to eat."
啊，结果那个要盛饭的弟兄把碗一丢啊，哦啊，抛下一句话说，我有奉献呢，啊，就走掉了。
And the brother got mad and said, "I have offered," and he threw down his bowl and left.
哦，原来这个哈，哦，要盛饭的弟兄以为说，这个煮饭的弟兄啊，嫌他说，你那个吃那么多哦。
Because for him, he felt that the brother who cooked thought he ate too much.
哦，就因为哦这个一句话哈，啊，加上自己的想象跟误解，就跌倒了。
Because of this one sentence and his own interpretation, he fell.
啊，这个就是婴孩的表现。
And these are acts of a babe.
哎，灵性哈，很软弱，不堪一击，就像婴孩哦，不能碰的哦。
Their spiritual life is weak, and they're like babes who you cannot touch.
哦，再来，婴孩哎，不能吃干粮，只能吃奶哦。幼稚的信徒，属肉体的信徒也是一样。
And secondly, the babes can only drink milk and not solid food, and that's the same for those who are weak in their spiritual life.
哦。不能够领受比较深奥的道理。
They cannot understand or accept a deeper truth.
哦，往往啊，哦，都是替人家在听道理的。
And oftentimes they listen to sermons for other people.
哦啊，今天啊，这个灵会的人，他怎么会讲这个道理？是不是啊？我的谁谁谁啊，跟他讲了什么？
Why would the sermon speaker speak on this topic? Did my relative or friend tell him something?
哦，是不是我婆婆去告状啊？是不是我的媳妇去告状啊？
Did my mother-in-law or my daughter-in-law tell him some stuff that I did?
啊，不然传道怎么讲这样的道理？
Otherwise, why would he preach this sermon?
哦，这啊，不然就是说啊，这个道理哦，如果我先生来听，不知道多好哦。啊，这个道理啊，如果我太太来听就好了。
Or saying, "Oh, if my spouse heard the sermon, that would be wonderful."
哦，有时候我们喜欢听的道理不一定是我们需要的道理。
Sometimes the sermons that we like to hear might not be the sermons that we need.
哦，但是我们经常会停留在灵性幼稚的情况。
But oftentimes we remain childish in our spiritual life.
哦，喜欢听哦啊，这个恩典啦，哦，饶恕啦，赦免啦，但是对于神的公义、神的审判，我们就拒绝收听了。
We would like to listen to the grace and forgiveness of God, but not His righteousness.
哦，这个就是哦，灵性幼稚哦。
And this is a sign of being childish.
只能吃干粮，不能哦，只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
That they can only take milk and not solid food.
哦，再来哦，这个婴孩啊，只顾自己哦，不会体恤别人。
Next, a babe can only care for themselves, but not others.
哦，灵命幼稚的信徒，属肉体的信徒也是如此。
Those who are carnal are the same.
哎，有个教会啊，哦，这个聚会的期间呢，啊，哦，突然下雨了。
There's a church where during one service it started to rain.
哦，那当然哦，这个要聚完会啊，大家要离开，哇，看到哎还在下。
And after service, when people are about to leave, they see that it's continued to rain.
哦，那哦，之前啊，知道会下雨的人哦的弟兄姐妹，他有带伞来呀。
There were some who are prepared with an umbrella, but others.
有些人没有带伞。
But others do not.
哦，但是后来啊，那个有带伞的弟兄姐妹发现他的伞不见了。
And one of them who brought an umbrella realized that his umbrella was gone.
为什么
？Why？
一定是被人家拿走啊。
Someone else must have taken it.
被谁拿走？
Who?
就是被那个没有带伞的人拿走了。
Someone who didn't have an umbrella.
哦，那为什么那个没有带伞的弟兄姐妹会去拿那个人家的别人的伞
？So why would someone who did not have umbrella take an umbrella?
哦，就是单顾自己，没有想到别人。
They only cared about themselves and not others.
哦，我好就好，管别人怎么样。
As long as I'm good, it's fine. I don't care about others.
哦，那也曾经这样子哦，去拿到慕道朋友的伞呢。
And it has happened once that a truth seeker's umbrella was taken.
啊，刚好那个慕道朋友那把伞哦，是这个他的日本的朋友哦送给他的。
And it just so happened that it was a pretty precious umbrella where his friend from Japan gave it to him.
哦，不但是很好哦，而且又有纪念的价值。
Not only was it of good quality, it had
可想而知啊，他就不会来教会了。
So it was important to him, and of course, he never came to church again.
你们教会都是贼啊！
Your church is full of thieves.
哦，为什么会这样
？Why?
也就是单顾自己哦。
It's because people who are selfish.
哦，那再来，这个婴孩的情绪很容易起变化。
And next, the emotions for a child, a babe has it fluctuates.
一下子哭啊，一下子笑。
They would cry one moment and laugh the next.
哦，灵性幼稚属肉体的信徒也是一样。
And those who are carnal are the same.
哦，这个灵性非常不稳定呢。
Their faith is not stable.
哦，早上才刚刚感谢神啊，晚上就埋怨神了。
In the morning they would praise God, but at night they would complain about God.
哦，昨天还很热心啊，今天就不来了。
Yesterday they were zealous, today they disappear from church.
哦，这个就是灵性幼稚哦。这个属肉体信徒的表现、跟婴孩一样。
This someone who is weak in faith, are carnal, just like a babe.
保罗啊，为这个哥林多教会这些灵性又是属肉体的，这个婴孩一样的信徒非常难过。
So Paul was sad for those who were weak in faith and behave like, babes.
好，那更难过的是啊，他们以前不能吃干粮。就是现在也不行啊。
But what troubled him even more is that they were not able to accept solids, and they continue to being not able to accept solid food.
以前灵性幼稚哦，情有可原，因为刚刚信耶稣。
Before when they first believed in Christ, it's understandable that their faith is weak.
哦，但是现在就信主十几年了。
But now they've believed for ten some years.
哦，甚至是第二代、第三代了。
And perhaps they're second or third generation.
仍然是属肉体的。
But they're still carnal.
哦，那就是真叫人失望啊。
So it's quite disappointing.
哦，证明根本没有成长。
And this proves that they never grew.
哦，这个属灵的生命啊，处于停顿的状态。
That their spiritual life is stagnant.
哦。这个我们想想看，这个五六个月的婴孩要开始牙牙学语呀。
We can imagine a 5 or 6 month old child trying to learn a language.
哦啊，为人父母的哦，听了都很高兴。
And parents will be happy.
哎，叫爸爸，叫妈妈，哦。
Asking them to say mommy or daddy.
哎，觉得啊，他们好天真，好可爱。
And they are so innocent and so cute.
但是你的孩子如果五六岁，还是只是会牙牙学语，叫爸爸，叫妈妈。
But if you have a child who's 5 or 6, and all he can say is mommy or daddy,
我看啊，当父母亲的可是要烦恼了。
Parents would start to worry.
哦，所以灵命也是一样哦。
And it's the same in our spiritual life.
哦，不长进就会失去纯真跟可爱。
If we don't continue to grow, then we lose our innocence.
还会给人伤心跟难过。
And we brought sadness and disappointment to others.
哦，所以我们应当要省察我们自己属灵的状况。
So we have to examine our spiritual lives.
我们是不是已经停止长进了？
Have we stopped growing?
哦，是什么原因？
If so, why?
哦，是什么时候？
When do we stop?
哦，那我们看看呢，主耶稣给我们的忠告是什么？
And let's see what Jesus tells us.
我们请看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录二章第五节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 5.
二章五节，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。哦，在这里，哦，这个主耶稣啊提醒我们。
Here Jesus reminds us.
哦，我们要回想。
We need to reflect.
我们是在什么时候，是什么原因让我们停止成长？
When and where do we stop growing?
我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
哦，要行起初所行的事情。
And do the first works.
哦，那才不会被神所拿走。哦。
Then God will not remove His lampstand.
哎，哦，所以我们省察我们自己是不是已经没有在成长。
So we need to examine ourselves. Have we stopped growing in faith?
哦，那也是我们知道我们是不是仍然过着属灵生活的一个方法。
It's a a way of examining whether we are leading a spiritual life.
哦，所以我们从早上啊，我们的分享当中，我们知道哦，我们是不是属灵，是不是过着属灵的生活。
So from this morning's sharing, we realize that whether we're leading a spiritual life,
哦，可以从我们是不是顺从圣灵得知。
We can see it from first whether we follow the Holy Spirit.
我们是不是高举基督得知。
Second, whether we exalt Christ.
我们是不是已经停止追求、停止成长来得知。
And whether we have stopped pursuing and remain stagnant in our faith.
哦，那我们下午再继续来分享。
And in the afternoon, we'll continue sharing.
哦，那我们现在就一起跪下来做感谢的祷告。
So let's all kneel down together to offer a prayer of thanksgiving.
哦，也求神继续带领我们下午的聚会。
And ask God to lead our afternoon service.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.